This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We'll go around the league at 145, get you set for the day that will be, the night that could be in Major League Baseball. Nats are idle. Bryce Harper day off yesterday. They got one hit. Everyone's got the day off today, and then they will be taking on the Diamondbacks with Max Scherzer pitching on Friday.
So, Dan Steinberg, who I like a lot, and honestly provides us with a lot of content, whether he sets out to do that or not, writes interesting things. So, he wrote an article that wasn't focused on what I'm going to focus on here, but he got some quotes, and I'm going to explain what I mean in a second. So, he happened to catch a Mystics game that I guess took place 2 days ago now, Dar, correct me if I'm wrong about that. They never led in the game, end up tying it without their two best players in the ballgame, go to overtime and win a thriller. The environment at the Verizon Center was great. In fact, some of the quotes were saying that it's as loud as it was at any point this year for actual Wizards games.
196 final in overtime over the Atlanta Dream yesterday at 11:30 a.m.
Quotes from the players, it was crazy, it was deafening, I couldn't hear anything, they were piercing my ears, said one of the players, et cetera. They were talking about how good the environment was and how much fun it was. And Dan's point, and it's something that some people have done in the past. You know, Sally Jenkins has railed against folks, and I like Sally an awful lot, railed against folks for not embracing UConn's winning streak for the women's basketball. And if you don't watch women's basketball, you're a jerk or whatever it is. Basically, if you don't like something, you're sexist. So Dan's point was, this is going to be met with snarkiness, I'm sure, from people. But if you're not watching this, if you're not in on it, you're missing out on something. It's an opinion piece. I read it. I was interested in reading it. I'm not necessarily moved to start watching Mystics games on the regular, but that's my own preference. So this is what jumped out at me, though. There are a couple quotes here from Ted Leontis, the owner of the Wizards, the Mystics, the Valor, whatever Baltimore's.
The Brigade.
Brigade, thank you, that indoor team is. And he had a couple things to say in an article in a magazine called Mary Claire. If you listen to sports talk radio, they're not talking the right way about most women's sports. Those people will retire, or frankly, a lot of them are getting fired or laid off, and will get younger people into key media positions who are more egalitarian, more open-minded, more respectful. He goes on, I think media helps to set agendas. I mean, you either get neglect or snark about the WNBA, and I don't get it. I think it's bad business, too. That, to me, is so remarkable. As a programmer, you want to reach the widest audience possible. If you're only talking about what's in front of you, and you're talking to your peer group, and your peer group is dying away, it makes no sense to me as a media professional. So this is Ted, who I like, by the way, and I think is a good owner. And he's got a pretty good track record here for the two major teams that I like and I'm a fan of for my life.
He's done a great job with the Caps. He's done a good job with the Wiz, who are now one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference.
They were certainly a lot better than they were when he took over, a lot better than they were for most of my life when Abe Pollin was the owner. So I give him kudos to that. I give him kudos for how he seems to be much more willing to listen than other owners. The accessibility is neat. He's not hiding behind some office. He's tweeting. He's out there. He responds to fans. There's a lot to like about Ted Leontis. I disagree with this pretty vehemently, is what I will say. He's made some comments in the past, both about the sports junkies while, he's asked, sort of questioning their content at one point. Remember, he was, if you're a partner with CSN, why not more Wizards talk and this? And he bristled at something that Chad was doing on his show over the past, or in the past, rather. And
I never really have a problem with when he comments on our content necessarily. Because, I'd rather him do that. Now, we don't have to agree with him. Ted Leontis could tweet us right now and be like, why aren't you guys talking about the Mystics?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to talk about I would respond, well, we're talking about the thing that the most people care about.
Yes.
But I like the fact that an owner of a DC sports team, A, knows media members, knows their Twitter accounts, knows how to interact with them,
yes,
is present enough and accessible enough that you can have that conversation. So whether it's going at the junkies or going at Chad or going at us or whatever it is, or Dan Steinberg or mm-hmm. Pixels, I'd rather that than Dan Snyder, who no one sees the Wizard, unapproachable. I couldn't talk to Dan Snyder unless I went to one of his charity events and fought through Tony Wiley and two other PR people. I mean, Ted Leonsis, I could email probably tonight, and whether I got a response or not, I'm not sure. But he's a much more accessible person than Dan Snyder.
And I would take that 100 times out of 100. Me too. I will take it 100 times out of 100 going forward. I 100% am with you on that. So all I'm doing here is disagreeing with this statement, disagreeing with this stance. Okay, so that's what I'm doing. Maybe someone's going to take it as a personal attack. I don't want you to. I disagree with these comments. That's something we're allowed to do in this meeting.
Well, I just think it's an incorrect opinion.
That's where I'm at.
It is an opinion that is not... The only thing that I take... I hate using the word offense, but that bothers me on a personal level is when he says, if you listen to sports talk radio, they're not talking right way about most women's sports. And then we are in sports talk radio, so he's literally talking about guys like me and you,
yes,
or women like me and you.
We are two of the 11 on-air jobs here in D.C.
And he says, those people will... retire, or frankly, a lot of them are getting fired or laid off. As if, like, people losing jobs isn't a bad thing. Like that's just okay to throw out there. Well, these people are getting fired anyway, luckily. It's kind of how I read that.
Yeah. So this is the part that I take issue with.
Me.
The next sentence. We'll get younger people into key media positions who are more egalitarian, more open-minded, and more respectful. Here is what that means. The only way you could not like women's basketball is if you are a knuckle-dragging, sexist Neanderthal that believes women should occupy the kitchen and keep their dumb mouth shut and have dinner on the table when I get home. The only reason not to like my product is if you are not a good person. The idea that I am not open-minded, that I'm not egalitarian, that I'm not respectful is basically saying, again, that guys like you and me and others, the only reason not to like women's basketball is this. Then he goes on.
But is he talking about not... See, here's the leap maybe you're making, or I'm throwing this out here. Is he talking about the perceived, because he said that we're not talking about it the right way, like that we talk down about women's basketball bothering him, or just that we don't talk about it? Because if his point is by not addressing the mystics on your radio shows, you're being sexist or what have you.
That's the second point.
But see, I that's incorrect. I have a problem with that. We don't talk about DC United.
Right.
Because not enough people care about DC United.
Correct.
We don't talk about a lot of things I care about. I would love to do segments on the Valor every single day. We can't do that.
Correct.
We talk about the Redskins and the Wizards, not as much as we'd like. The Capitals, not as much as we'd like. The Nationals, not as much as we like. Because we spin the hits. Because Taylor Swift is on every 7 minutes on a pop station.
Yeah, you'll notice they're not playing indie garage band stuff from some hipster band in Brooklyn during prime drive hours on the pop music station.
But
they'll play Taylor and Justin Timberlake.
Don't you think I'm right when I say that Leonsis is not bothered that we're not talking about the Mystics?
I disagree.
He is bothered when the Mystics are brought up that it is treated like. Remember when we do segments where we did a top like. Name five WNBA teams, and you and I kind of went back and forth joking about how we don't know anything about the WNBA.
Right.
I think that's what chaps him, and he views that as amateur and immature, and that's kind of the sexist thing. Whereas if we just never mentioned the Mystics and didn't poke fun at the fact that we know nothing about the WNBA, I don't think that would bother him that much.
He says it in two ways. You either get neglect or snark. Those are the two things that bother him. Neglect, meaning us not talking about it, or snark, meaning we make fun of it.
But I bet you he's too smart, and he's a businessman. He understands the neglect. I'll bet the snark is what bothers him.
Well, again, I would disagree. He says, I think the media helps to set agendas. You either get neglect or snark. Meaning, if you're not talking about this, setting agenda means the crazy, incorrect Chris Russell theory. Meaning, if we just spent every day talking about the NHL would be bigger. That's his plan. Whereas we always have to explain to Chris, they're there. Grownups are talking. We have to reflect the interests of the people and not the other way around.
Taylor on Twitter says, I love you guys, but if you started discussing the WNBA, I would be forced to tune out. You're not alone on that. There aren't that many WNBA fans that listen to our show or that listen to sports talk radio or that exist in town. Now, there are some. The Mystics have won attendance championships. They had a great atmosphere the other night. There are also people, again, at a lot of sporting events. There are people that go out and watch the Washington Castles. We're not going to break down the Castles on this show. We spin the hits. By the way, that's something that took me a while. We've been doing this show for 3 years.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Remember how mad I used to get about having to do the same Robert Griffin stuff?
Of course.
It's a job. That is the business. That we get a lot of cool things and perks out of this. There are things that sometimes you have to do, serve fast food out the window, that we don't love.
So there are two things that I object to here.
When Ted Leonsis promises me he'll hire me and give me a job until I die, no matter what my ratings are, to talk about whatever, I got to keep trying to get ratings and keep my job.
Of course. We're doing our jobs. There are two things I will take offense to. Now, to the point that I'll be fine, I'll still be able to go to sleep tonight. Point one, the only way that I couldn't like women's basketball is if I'm sexist. That's the implication here. That's number one. And number two, his incorrect stance about us setting some sort of agenda. by just talking about him, and the people will come.
I think a lot of people feel that way, though.
Yeah, and they're wrong.
Let's take calls on that next at 800-636-1067.
Yeah, I have a couple other points that I'd like to make as well about whose job it is to promote them.
All right, so I would like you to do that. But I really would love to get people's thoughts on this because I think this is actually a fascinating conversation. We hear this from Caps or Nats fans oftentimes. What do you guys think about the idea of, are you of the belief that if we build it, people will come? That, like, as a responsibility, as a sports talk radio station, Danny and I should be talking. We should do something on the Washington Castles as an example. Because that way there will be more Castles fans. If we talked about the Mystics more often, would you care more about the Mystics? Do you believe in that chicken-egg theory? Or do you think our job should be to do what it is as of this moment, which is to talk about the things that you care about and that you guys kind of set the agenda? 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.